A debate was held this afternoon at WHYY with two of the major candidates in the race for the 3rd Congressional District. State Senator Sharif Street spoke about how people shouldn't consider party affiliation.
Look, I don't think it's about left or right. I think it's about who's going to deal with my daily problems. In New Jersey, we saw a Democratic candidate for governor, Mickey Sherrill, talking about people's daily issues, and people would say she's one of the more conservative ones, and she won.
Opponent State Representative Chris Rabb said he's a medical marijuana patient and called on the proper legal adult use of the newly reclassified drug.
We need to make sure that we use the revenues that come from adult use cannabis to address the effects, the enduring effects of the racist war on drugs. And we need to make sure that we put money into an autonomous, independent entity that provides grants and other things to address the disparities that are largely based on race.
Another candidate, Dr. Ayla Stanford, backed out of the debate at the last minute, saying she couldn't reach terms on a format that would deliver the serious accountability voters in the 3rd District deserve. A new report by the Health Policy Foundation, the Commonwealth Fund, finds gaps in healthcare access and outcomes among people of different races remains widespread. Senior scientist and researcher David Radley says disparities persist even in states like Pennsylvania, which has tried to reduce barriers to care for people of color and underserved communities.
There's a relatively big gap in the health experience for Hispanic people and Black people compared to that of white and Asian Americans. Those gaps represent opportunities to do better for sure.
Researchers say upcoming restrictions and changes to the Medicaid health insurance program will likely make it harder for people to access and afford care. Skies are gray on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, 65 degrees in Center City. Clouds persist for the remainder of the afternoon. Tonight, showers roll in, and we are expecting rainy conditions in the overnight hours. Looking ahead to tomorrow, gray again for Thursday, a degree or so cooler, but still in the mid-60s, down to the lower 60s on Friday, but with sunny skies.